Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Dear friends, this is episode 31 of Forever Sound Version. Thanks a lot for choosing to listen to this show today. For this episode, I'm going to be addressing a slightly daft theme, classic action movies of the 80s and 90s. I'm talking Schwarzenegger, I'm talking Van Damme, I'm talking Stallone. I've always had a soft spot for these big, dumb Hollywood blockbusters. A lot of them have aged terribly, but they're good for a dose of unintentionally goofy, mindless action, even if there is, invariably, killer liters of testosterone flying around in every other scene. With the proliferation of these action movies coinciding with a proliferation of video games hardware, from the 8-bit into the 16-bit eras of home computers and home computer platforms, there were lots and lots of licensed games published, tying in with titles like RoboCop and The Running Man. It makes sense since, when a software publisher acquired a major movie license, the marketing work was pretty much already done for them. They already had a recognized brand, as it were. Were the games any good? Well, sometimes they were, and sometimes they weren't. The tune that opened the show was the intro track to Terminator 2 Judgment Day for the Commodore 64, released in 1991, music composed by Jonathan Dunn. If you're a fan of C64 game music, you'll probably be quite familiar with Dunn's work. This track sounds a little bit like the movie's main theme, which was composed by Brad Fiedel, with its ominous drum pattern and dark, gritty pads. But the beat it plays is different, and Fiedel's soaring melody is entirely absent, so Dunn's is an austere interpretation, but one that burns with menace. The C64 game consists of a few different kinds of levels in terms of gameplay. There's classic 2D brawler action, a vertical scrolling motorcycle sequence, and some puzzle set pieces. There are also some cutscenes that help to tell the story of the movie, where the T-800, played by Arnie, is sent back in time by John Connor to protect his younger self from Skynet's deadly T-1000.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Up next, we have a couple of tunes from Rambo on the NES, developed by Pack-In Video Co. and published by Acclaim. This game is based on the 1985 movie Rambo First Blood Part 2, starring Sylvester Stallone, but it was released in the West around 3 years later in 1988, the same year as the movie Rambo 3. Still with me?
Survive a war. You gotta become war.
It's a side-scrolling, platforming action game that appears to take a few cues from Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link. Now, this is not considered to be a great game, but it does boast some very decent NES music. We're about to hear title introduction theme and in-game theme, both composed by Toru Hasebe. Title introduction theme and in-game theme from Rambo on the NES. I'm definitely getting a Mega Man sort of feel from these. Stacks of energy and a rather melancholic harmonic impetus played out in galloping rhythm parts and brisk wailing lead voices. I'm aware that I don't play a ton of NES tracks on this podcast. Part of that is down to the fact that I want to cover a wide range of consoles, so no one system is ever going to dominate. But still, I think I could definitely make some room for some more NES stuff in the future. Rambo has inspired me. I'm taking a bit of a left turn now, and it's Universal Soldier for the Sega Mega Drive, released in 1992. This is a bit of a sly pick, because this game is actually a rebranded Mega Drive port of the platforming action classic Turrican 2. The developers, the Code Monkeys, used the Commodore 64 version's source code and the Amiga version's graphics to piece together this home console port, and publisher Accolade, in a curious move, opted to have it modified to fit the Universal Soldier license. So instead of a Turrican player sprite, you get Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I mean, I figured you gotta be French or something because of your accent.
What accent?
Music for this title is handled by J. Dave Rogers and Paul Kenny. We're about to hear Stage 4, Underwater. Thank you. that was something entirely different to those Rambo tunes we had before. That was Stage 4 Underwater from Universal Soldier on the Sega Mega Drive. A pretty textbook water stage track, if you ask me, and I really think that the Mega Drive's FM synth sound carries it quite well, with its crystalline lead voice mixed at just the right level. That said, I'm not about to associate this piece with Van Damme, unless he were to take up ballroom dancing or something, waltzing around to the tune 6-8 time. We're continuing to advance through the video game generations now, moving on to the Sony PlayStation. Die Hard Trilogy, developed by Probe and released in 1996. Die Hard Trilogy is effectively three games in one, as the title might suggest. The games being based on each of the first three titles of the Die Hard movie series that chronicles the legendary cantankerous hero John McClane, played by Bruce Willis.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
This game featured on Germany's restrictive BPJM index as a result of its violent content, meaning that it was illegal for retailers to sell it to children. It wasn't even allowed to be displayed in shops or reviewed in games magazines, so getting your hands on Die Hard Trilogy would have been something not too dissimilar to buying some kind of wild niche hardcore pornography. Here's another double bill of VGM tracks, Church followed by Reception, composed by Stephen Root and Neil Palmer from Die Hard Trilogy. All right, a bit of Jungle Massive going on right there with that last tune. I'm imagining Rob from the Rhythm and Pixels VGM podcast making air horn noises in his car. That was Church and Reception from Die Hard Trilogy on the Sony PlayStation. Great, great stuff, dialing in a bizarre Baroque industrial style and a sleek take on hardcore respectively. The flowing breakbeats suggest drum and bass, but the four-on-the-floor kicks keep things very regimented and urgent underneath. Densely polyrhythmic and dramatic, just how I like my mid-90s action game soundtracks. I hope you enjoyed those as well. We're going back to home computers now, and also going back to Arnie. Oh yes, it's time for The Running Man. I had originally planned on having Arnie appear as a guest on this show, but unfortunately he had a few issues with the contract I'd prepared for him.
I live to see you eat that contract, but I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! Ah!
The game I'm covering here is the 1989 Atari ST port. I guess I could have covered Smash TV for this episode, as it is inspired by the Running Man movie, but that would have been cheating. Here is a real licensed game of the movie, released on many of the home computer platforms of the day, including the Commodore 64, Amiga, ZX Spectrum, Amstrad CPC, and Atari ST. I genuinely love the Running Man movie, and that quote I just played might be my favourite quote of all time. Why not? It's such a ridiculous piece of cinema. Even calling the Running Man a piece of cinema feels a bit ridiculous. I don't love the game quite as much, but it is a good laugh. I played through it the other night with a couple of friends after a night of tacos and tequila. Very entertaining in its shakiness. It's just one of those games. It offers some chronically dodgy platforming and fighting action, and to replenish the health you lose whilst taking on the game's antagonists, you don't pick up food or first aid boxes, oh no. What do you do instead? You kick dogs. I'm not making this up. Here's a fun fact. Before becoming a big famous bodybuilder and Hollywood star, Schwarzenegger spent some time living in the northeast of England, which is where I'm from, and trained at a gym on Shields Road in Biker. Biker being the part of Newcastle that I currently live in. Every time I leave the house, I am embarking on an Arnie pilgrimage. Alright, enough talk, time for action. Here's the main theme from The Running Man on the Atari ST, composer unknown. Thank you. The almost jaunty main theme from The Running Man there, certainly jauntier than its Commodore 64 counterpart, which I think is because of the bouncy bass lines, a million miles away from Harold Faltermeyer's bleak movie soundtrack. It's good to have the Atari ST feature on an episode again. If you want to hear a little more game music for this system, check out episode 28 of this podcast, in which the Rhythm and Pixels crew pick out a great track from the game Xynapse. Up next, Time Cop on the SNES.
You two should be closer. Keep him away from me.
Same matter, can occupy some space.
I'm still kicking. I must be on Broadway.
Tied in with the Van Damme film Time Cop, his highest grossing film actually, which in turn was based on the comic by Dark Horse Comics, this platforming action game, yes, another one, works as a sequel of sorts. It's a strange one, as the sprites for its characters are derived from digitized images like the fighting games Mortal Kombat and Pit Fighter. An acquired taste, I think it's fair to say. Music for this game is handled by David Cage. He is San Andreas Fault Stage 2 and Germany Stage 4.
We'll be right back.
The San Andreas Fault Stage 2 and Germany Stage 4 from Time Cop on the SNES, composed by David Cage. If these tracks are anything to go by, David Cage's composition style is a lot more bombastic and maximalist than John Cage's, that's for sure. Very busy and very full, almost like 90s rave stuff at times. Time Cop goes to the Hacienda and has a great time dancing with his friends. Mad for it. I'm kind of making fun of the game, but I do think it has an interesting soundtrack, if a little rough around the edges. And now, the Time Cop is arresting me and calling time on this episode. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is FSVpodcast. One more thing, I want to give a shout out to my good friends in Taupe, a truly brilliant power jazz war machine of a band. I had them over my house the other night and we played some games, including Drawful, a kind of cross between Pictionary and Balderdash, highly recommended, and Chris Kamara's Street Soccer, one of the strangest football games I've ever encountered, not so highly recommended, unless you're like me and you get a kick out of comically terrible games. Jamie and Mike from Taupe tell me they've been listening to Forever Sound Version for a little while, so thanks a lot, fellas. If you fancy checking Taupe out, you can do so by visiting Taupe, that's T-A-U-P-E, .bandcamp.com. To play us out, we're going to have the main theme from Predator 2, released in 1991 on the Commodore Amiga. Music composed by Justin Charvona, who went on to be the lead musician of Buck Bumble on the Nintendo 64. Ah, Buck Bumble. Thank you for listening and keep your eyes peeled for episode 32. All the best for now and...
Hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.